with your boy
DJ A1,
and we are the Dose, coming to you straight from LMP Studios. If you're not already following LMP Studios on Instagram, please be sure to do so at LMP Studios. And if you're not following the Dose, make sure you do that right now at the Dose New York.
So before we get into anything, we're going to let you guys know what the Dose is about. And Ashley, what is the Dose about?
The Dose is your weekly dose of cultural medicine. There's no other way to put it. We're going to be your number one stop where you guys can get your dose of hip-hop, politics. We're going to give you guys a little bit of everything. Fashion, music. We're going to feature people here. We're doing a little bit of everything. We got you guys. And basically, we're going to take 7 days worth of your drama, everything, and we're just gonna put it on the show for you guys. You can just come here, relax, enjoy the night, your day,
eat
whatever.
Some popcorn while you're watching.
Get some popcorn.
Guess what I mean? Popcorn.
So, with that being said, our first topic of the day, I gotta do it, is Kylie Jenner.
Shout out to my baby, by the way.
So, Kylie Jenner, as we all know, has been featured on Forbes magazine for being the first female, the youngest female billionaire walking the earth right now. And basically, she got shmoney, and everybody's upset about the fact that Forbes said that she's self-made.
I mean, technically, I don't agree with that saying, because self-made kind of means like she did everything by herself.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's upset about.
I think like she already had the path paved and she just walked it. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't feel like it's such a bad thing that they're calling her self-made, because she could have took that light and did anything with it, all that wealth and the connections. She could have literally just, I mean, like we spoke earlier, let's not bring up Rob in a bad way, but Robbie,
yeah, he's the only Kardashian that definitely did
your
not
boy Rob didn't back. Really do anything. So, you know, I feel like we can't come too hard on her about the decision she made and how successful it's been for her. But I will say, to call herself self-made, it is a little like, I don't know, like you a DJ, you pretty much self-made. So like, how do you feel about
the thing is, like, in that type of platform, people is always gonna hate and they're always gonna talk, whether you do your own thing or not. Like, I kind of could relate to that a little bit, because my DJ stuff, I started from the bottom by myself, and now I'm at a certain point where I don't even have a 9-to-5, and certain people still talk shit.
And you get no help at all.
Yeah, I mean, well, I get help from my manager now, but
shout out to Meezy.
Shout out to my manager, Meezy.
No, but I mean, like, just in general, I just feel like people need to stop hating on Kylie. Like, yeah, I gotta say, she took her lips out. She's trying to do better. She's trying to do better.
She's trying to get more serious.
She's trying to get serious with her stuff. She could have wore something boob revealing in the Forbes magazine. I thought she looked very classy.
She about her business.
She's a mom now, so y'all need to stop hating on Kylie. It's okay. Let them call herself me. A1 is worried about
Travis,
the wrong thing.
One day, bro. Watch out, son.
He gonna slide into her DMs. And speaking of that, our next topic is 50 Cent trying to slide into Remy's comments.
Oh man, what did he write?
He basically called her slim. He said, "You're looking slim these days, you're looking good, and can I holler?" And Papoose had to come with the clap back and offer his friends.
I mean, he tested the gangster, that's what it was. So now that Papoose gotta make sure he don't look stupid, you feel me?
I mean, if that's how you'd go about it, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go about it.
I feel like it was a little much.
You think it was too much?
Yeah.
Nah, I would've did it. That's like if somebody come and slide up in my shorty's DM under her comments, like, I'ma definitely put that nigga on check. Like, I'll tag him.
But he did. He tagged him.
He tagged him.
He went to his Papoose went to 50's baby mom's page and tagged his friend for her.
What? So they could like hook up?
Yeah. He was like, when you're ready to leave him, let me know. Nah. You come with that type of energy?
Yeah, I would do something like that. To get back at 50. But you know, 50 just be trolling and stuff. Like, you feel me? Everybody already know how 50 get down.
So if 50 did that to your girl, what you gonna do?
Oh, nah, that's 50. I mean, if I'm not up to that celebrity level, I'm just, you're babe. Let that nigga back when he cut you the check.
Oh, hell no. No. Okay, guys, before we go on our music break, we're going to leave you guys with our messy question of the day. And this may or may not be related to DJ A1's life. I don't know. I'm going to let him drop this for you guys right now.
The messy question of the day for today is, how long do you guys think does it take for a female and a male to, like, talk to each other and interact before they get into sexual relations?
Ooh, hit him with the sexual relations. Okay, I was there. I was like, okay, maybe just a little talk back, but sexual relations, that's kind of deep. I don't know.
So we're about to go on the music break. So think about that. And when we come back, we're going to address that.
And now for our featured presentation.
Never sober.
You are now rocking with the most certified DJ in the tri-state area.
Yo, what up?
DJ A1.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in tussies. But for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, the dish going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Yo Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trust in my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved me.
Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them niggas come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jew, like a voodoo. Bill the boy, 400,000 in the visa. President's attention, I buy, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, niggas gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 shit on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him I clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him I clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I done, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
How you fit a quarter in the match?
Hot court.
Get the brick and transport it through the mat.
Transport.
Chop a longer than my arm, who on
status?
Diamond got my wrist slit off the glasses.
Classic.
We got acres of cabbage. Surprising nigga right up on him on a banjo. We got K's in the attic.
K.
Try to run off with a buddy, kill your daddy. How you fit a quarter in the mattress?
Quarter.
Get the brick and transport it through the mat.
Transport.
Chop a longer than my arm, who on status? Diamond got my wrist slit off the glasses. We got acres of cabbage. Surprising nigga right up on him on a banjo. We got K's in the attic.
K.
Try to run off with a buddy, kill your daddy.
Trap being hard, having bass like a Kenwood.
Boom, boom.
Throwing up the knife, that's the hizzard.
No.
Picky on foes, just a blizzard.
Bro.
Point up a five of the scissor.
Sir.
Fuck on the thot, get rid of.
Burr.
Gag on the dick, bitch, spit up.
Slur. Slur.
Yuck.
Slur.
Freakazoid, this a ice puff.
Ice.
Bitty been take a red guts.
Take her.
Throw the bitch away, cause she a mutt.
Mutt.
Fool, hold a chopper on the crutch.
Fool.
I hold a couple million, you hold a nuts.
Yeah.
I'm on the Adderall, the Chris Tucker rush.
Ay.
I need the powder, cut my drippin' like the flood.
Pack.
Got a stash for the fire under the clutch.
Five.
Niggas mad that I'm rich, they got a grudge.
Rich.
Cool, Maserati on my pinky.
It's cool.
They think I'm Luminati, I'm a deacon.
Fool.
Smoking on biscotti, got it reeking.
Scotty.
Water on my neck, the sink leaking.
Water.
Feed the bitch meat, cap vegan.
Cow.
I ain't throwing salt, I'm throwing season.
Yeah. True.
I'ma fuck a thought without greeting it.
Bye
bye, it was nice to meet the baby.
Never sober.
Yeah. I'm ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blues, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boot. Give me top in a whip, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool, who is you?
Hey,
she gon' let me fuck that, she walk it out. I be stacking bucks till I couldn't count. Tryna get the fuck out my mama house. Then spend some more bucks on my mama house. I heard her ops don't want drama now. They heard we bought some new llamas out. Yo bitch heard we rock designer now. Yo bitch heard we rock designer now. Hey, she all in a condo now. Hey, yeah, she swallow now. She give me FaceTime like we Skyping. My piece is hitting like Tyson. That bitch a vacuum like Dyson. That means she give me the brain. You know the game never changed. You know I stay on the way. She want that old Chris, now I don't hold hands. She want that young Chris, now I'm a grown man. Niggas on that young shit, they ain't touching no bands. Hit her from the back, now she walking like an old man. Ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blue, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boot. Give me top in the wind, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool, who is you?
You are now rocking with the most certified DJ in the tri-state area.
Yo, what up?
DJ A1 blessed us with some music. I don't know about y'all, but I was a little turned up here. I was trying not to twerk.
Don't drop that dirk dirk. Hey, don't drop that dirk dirk.
I told you. I was trying to see that, but it didn't happen. Next time.
So we are back with our messy question of the day. And we're gonna go a little back and forth about this because I feel like we got two different opinions.
So in case y'all wasn't tuned in earlier and y'all tuned in now, the messy question of the day was, how long do you guys think that a male or female should take before, like, speaking to each other before they get into having sexual relations? What's your opinion on that?
I want to hear yours, actually.
To be honest, I don't even think you could put a time frame on it because it all depends on the
person. Oh, that was romantic
person.
And whatever.
No. Sometimes when you find that right person, you'll take your time. It'll take you a month, 2-3 months, which I have experienced. It takes me 3 months.
She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
3 months to even get close to touching the box. And then there's nights where it's just, shit just happens right
I
there.
I feel like it's all about the type of girls you attract, though.
Yeah.
The type of girl you go after. Because some girls, you're going to get it easy. Some of them are going to give you some work. And it depends what you want, too, out of the situation.
No, yeah, you're right. There's times I just want something quick, and there's times that if I'm...
There's different approaches towards it. It's a lot that goes into this question, though. That's why it's hard for me to answer it.
Let me rephrase what I just said. Guys always want it quick.
No.
Don't say no.
No. Guys don't always want it quick. Some guys actually care about the whole 90-day thing.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
I know guys that be like, that's good. Like, that's amazing.
No, it's good, but I'm saying when we first meet y'all, the first thing, if you give it up, we're going to take it.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not always true.
But if y'all put the foot down and you'll be like, yo, bro, you're going to have to work for this, then that attracts his mom.
But it's kind of like, weird for me, though. Because it's like, I don't know, like, if I meet a guy and I feel like he's too persistent and I don't want it and he keeps on, it's like, it could be like a double-ended sword. Because he could see it as like, oh, she playing hard to get. She gonna give it to me. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I'm not, ever. Nah, never worry.
I mean, that gotta be a stupid guy, because once a girl told me straight up no, I get the point.
This just went from the dose to DJ One of Relationship Advice 101. Nah. If y'all ain't peeped. But my question to you is now, how long are you willing to wait for a girl to give it up?
Like I said, I've waited about 3 to 4 months.
You waited 3 months? But how long are you, like, actually willing to wait?
If it's not...
That wasn't willingly, was it?
I mean, I tried it all the time, chances.
I knew it. Like, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna get the truth out of him. Man, you're not gonna lie to everybody.
Y'all the boss. Y'all got what we want. Y'all have more, like, patience when it comes to that.
Okay, how do you feel when a girl basically doesn't...
give it to me right away?
Like, how would you feel versus a girl that gives it to you right away, but maybe you guys vibe that way and she just gave it to you, versus a girl that doesn't give it to you all the way? Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, when they give it to me quick and I vibe with the person, I wouldn't take them serious for a relationship, but I'll keep them around to keep fucking. And then if they make me wait, then I give them a little extra respect that I wouldn't give to the one that gave it to me quick.
So you like girls that make you wait?
No.
I got them caught up for y'all real quick. No, I'm like, let's just be real. Be real.
No,
do you like girls that wait?
I'm respectful. Like, I respect that.
Like, he's like, no. So you don't like girls that make you wait?
You're not a regular, you know, street girl. You take care.
That's good. You bring over for Thanksgiving and everything, right?
Yeah, that type of vibe. All
right. See?
All right, guys. So let's get straight into our next topic. And our next topic is how the U.S. government still has not reunited the immigrant kids that were separated from their parents. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, research about that, but the court passed the order on June this year telling them that they have to give them phone communication and also let go of the kids under 5 years old and reunite them with their parents, and they still have done nothing about it. So basically, they went to court for it, they were ordered to do it, and they're just not even following their own shit.
That's crazy.
I just don't understand how these people work.
I thought they finally, like, solved the issue, and then to hear this
they
is
haven't
like
crazy. Even started to solve the issue. Those couple of kids that you guys been seeing in the news, those are like just like I guess they got special treatment or some. They got some type of connects because everybody else is still stuck.
It's just so much going on with that, because there was even a picture on Instagram with the kid like in a cage, and then they clarified the situation. They're like that wasn't even part of that. Like somebody took that picture, and it was like a demonstration they were doing downtown, and the kid got like scared because his mom was a part of it, but it had nothing to do with immigration. So it's like so much is going on online about this, and it's like nobody really knows the truth. I like the idea they came up with, though, like let the kids on the five go and all that. Like that, I think is, if they fall through with that, that's good.
I mean, the whole plan, after they follow the whole order they were given by the court, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter your age, everybody's going to be put together, but they was trying to let go of the younger kids first.
Yeah, I feel like if they're going to let anybody go first, then it should definitely be the younger kids.
Yeah,
like, those are the ones that really, but they need to let everybody go. This is just wrong. Like, I don't support this at all. Another one of Trump's antics. Like I told you before, I feel like this was like a political stunt on Trump. He was just doing this for attention.
And you know what, like, I was reading up on? That when Trump came up with the plan, which is called the zero tolerance law, to separate them and everything, they never sat down to come up with a plan on how to reunite everybody after they put them all through the system that they supposedly got. So basically, it's like, you looking real funny right
That's
now.
That's crazy.
Because it's like, how do you create a plan to separate all these people?
But then don't make a plan. Yeah, like, it's like so half-assed. Like, it's sad. It's so fucking sad.
So I don't know. To me, I feel like he had other ideas.
I honestly feel like he was trying to make noise with this. Like, this is all part of his plan. Like, I feel like he's dragging this on for a reason. He's doing all this for a reason.
Yeah.
Because nobody in their right mind could sit here and tell me, like, yeah, we're just going to separate a bunch of families and, like, not have anything to say or do about it. And then now we're going to come up with a plan, but we're not going to go through with it. Like, what? Like, I don't understand. That's what I feel like this is a setup.
They're supposed to be, everybody's supposed to, all the kids and all the parents supposed to be linked up together by July 26th. And they haven't even started, so...
I'm not surprised.
I don't even think that's even going to happen this month. Maybe the next month will happen, but definitely not this
month. I just feel bad for those little kids, like... I did see one reunion on Instagram. Somebody put it up. They let a mom get her child back. And the first thing she said, she was like, oh, you look thicker. So, like, that kind of made me feel good. Because I was like, okay, like, they're eating. They're, you know, they're safe and stuff. But then again, it's like, you don't know the process it took for that mother to try to, like, cross the border. Maybe he wasn't eating. Yeah. And normally he is that way. You know, like, you don't really know. You got to think, deep into it. So, we're thinking, like, oh, yeah, they're taking care of them. They're feeding them.
You know, but what then, I was thinking about? How traumatized those kids is probably going to be.
Hell yeah. Like, yeah, I would be so scared. I would not be left alone. Like, I'll be, I look at my own nephew and I'm just like thinking, like, I don't know. Like, I always put myself in people's shoes and I'm just like, imagine being separated. Like, he would freak out. And he's 8. And these kids are like 5, 4. Three, two.
I'm about my age and niggas grab me up and throw me.
Oh my! Somebody still sleep with mommy.
I'm just saying, like,
28 years old, he's gonna be scared if they separate him from mommy. It's okay. It's okay.
Not separate me from mommy, but just throw me in a cage.
Like, oh, they throw you. You scared it? Oh, I'm sorry. You sleep with a nightlight on?
Yeah. You're talking shit, guys.
I'm sorry.
Always coming at something.
I have to.
You guys want your Never Sober apparel like this?
If you want apparel like this, make sure to visit neversobernyc.com and use the promo code HIGHOFLIFE for free shipping.
What's up, guys? If you find yourself in the tri-state area, make sure you come party and turn up with me and the whole Never Sober team. Fridays and Saturdays, we are Opus Lounge. Number one parties both those days. Should be lit. Make sure you pull up. Ladies free before 1 a.m. Then we're moving it on to Sunday, Altos Cafe. You can sit inside and outside. $35 prefix menu. You cannot go wrong. Food is delicious, so make sure y'all pull up to that. And then Wednesdays, we're moving it back over to Altos Cafe for that game night. Come through, play some beer pong, and come party with me. I'm definitely going to be on that set turning up. Never Sober.
Well, guys, unfortunately, that is the end of today's show. We wish we could stay here all night with you guys and talk some more, but don't worry. That's why more shows are definitely coming, and we want you guys to get involved, so be sure to check out our comment section on The Dose at The Dose NY. Make sure
and
you guys
what do they
follow
get
us.
If they do that?
They get a free shirt, okay? You get a free Never
free
Sober
merch.
Shirt. You get free merch. You get a shirt like this. All colors. You let us know.
So
and
I better
we got
see
you.
That comment section flooded.
We
want to
see it flooded. Like, the first 10 people get to actually pick what they want. How about we do that?
You know what? That's a good idea. The first 10 people to go comment.
Let's do that.
Y'all
let's
pick
do
whatever
that.
Y'all want.
It's on Meezy over here. Okay, guys? It's definitely on Meezy. Never Sober.